Du lyssnar på Framgångspodden i samarbete med Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Det här avsnittet presenteras i samarbete med Framgångsakademin, som är Sveriges största tjänst för personlig utveckling och karriär. Och de har nu lanserat Framgångsakademins app, där du kan kolla på alla kurser direkt i mobilen vart du än befinner dig. Här har du Sveriges främsta experter samlade på en och samma plats i syfte att utveckla dig. I och med detta har vi tagit fram ett once in a lifetime erbjudande där du får gå utbildningar helt gratis första månaden, följt av 80% rabatt som du sen behåller hur länge du vill. Det är alltså ingen bindningstid eller uppsägningstid. Nu är det enbart 500 stycken som får det här erbjudandet, så det är först till kvarn som gäller. Allt handlar om att inte stå stilla på samma ställe, utan istället utvecklas. Och vill du vidare i livet, så detta är absolut det billigaste och bästa sättet du kan göra det på. Det är ett enkelt sätt att levla upp både din karriär och dig själv. Så vad väntar du på? Gå in på kampanj.framgangsakademin.se och signa upp dig direkt. Alltså kampanj.framgangsakademin.se.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to maybe one of the biggest podcasts in the world, Framgangspodden, with Alexander Perleros.
Nu får vi lyssna in Wim Hof Iceman, och det är en person som har påverkat mig otroligt mycket, verkligen. Jag var och hälsade på honom i Holland på hans camp. Jag testade att bada isvak och jag fick lära mig vikten av att andas. Vikten av att andas för att minska stress, få bort inflammationer, vara hälsosam, vara frisk. Ja, den här personen är helt magisk. Han har ju världsrekord i att bada isvak. Han har suttit alltså 1 timme och 53 minuter, helt otroligt. Han har simmat otroligt långt under vattnet. Han har bestigit Mount Everest i shorts. Och det här är en människa som verkligen använder sig själv som en typ av experiment för mänskligheten. Så jag hoppas du älskar det här avsnittet med en person som betyder jättemycket för mig. Och jag är otroligt glad också att jag fick möjligheten att skriva hans förord till hans nya bok, Wim Hof Iceman.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to Framgangspodden with Alexander Perleros.
Warm, warm welcome to Framgangspodden, Wim Hof.
Thank you. Hey. Let's go.
Let's go. And I must start to ask you. Now, you know, it's like terrifying moment. The pandemic has been for like 2 years. And then we have the war, Russian Ukraine. What do you think about this moment we are in right now?
Yes. Now it's more than ever that people start to have autonomy and authority over themselves. So doing this cold water swimming, doing the breathing exercises will help them change the biochemistry inside, which is now being jeopardized, being attacked by isolation, by vaccine mandates, by the war, by a constant stressful influx of information. And that constant influx of stressful information will play part psychosomatically upon our bodies and our well-being. Mm. So, but now I say to every person in the world, and I'm dealing with, since the last time, I'm dealing with 100 million people now. And now it's going with the BBC, 12 programs with the BBC, a Hollywood film. I use wow. that all to get out to the people that we, by nature, have the power to deal with this moment. To deal with this moment and to make a transformation possible, wherein we are not so dependent anymore on the governments, on the institutions, municipalities, our bosses. No, because we are the boss of ourselves, of our mind and our body. And this has been shown in the science. I've been showing this in science. So now is the time to take on autonomy within and to take away by the authority of nature, our inner nature, to take away anxiety, inflammation, confusion, depression, anything. It's all there. Mm. Now's the time.
Now is the time. And now yes. is the time. And you said something about the Hollywood film?
Yes. They are making a Hollywood film right now. Joseph Fiennes, he is playing my role. And
wow, so
Oscar
cool.
winning directors are inside and all. And the script is already done. And it's about my life. And they see it as a man who has, you know, come from being nobody to be able to lead, to become a world leader or to change science. But with the same problems as anybody. So that makes me a simple man with a great faith. And that faith has gone through all the confusion, all the anxiety.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
where the anxiety now is everywhere and people don't know, I will say we have all the power inside and everybody has it.
Yeah.
Make use of it. Yeah. Don't think they do it. No, think you do it. Then you got to make the change.
And can you explain? We can do like this for all the new listeners here. How did everything start, Wim?
Yes, it started all when I was 12 years old. 12 years, that's 50 years ago now, half a century. And back then, I told my friends, hey, I don't know about you, but people think it is normal that there is disease, depression, corruption, that there is war, that there is cruelty to animals, that there is pollution. I think it is sick. It is normalized, all these things. And I think it is sick. And I want to do something about it. And what? I don't know. But and how? I don't know. But I just do it. And I always kept that faith. I'm just going to do it. Not thinking about it, of how to do it and all. No, just do it. Start somewhere against something you believe in that is wrong. And you will succeed. So that was when I was 12. And then 5 years later, 5 years later, I came for the first time in contact with cold water. And I went in when I was 17. And since then, every day, every winter, you can find me in the cold water, in the icy water. Because the icy water, it makes you stop thinking. It makes you being. And that being, we have lost because we think so much in our society.
So it was like when you were 16, 17, around there, you get in contact with the cold water.
Yes. I loved it. That was exactly what I was looking for. A deep connection with my own physiology, with my own body. And there, where you go into the cold water, you don't think anymore. But you begin to feel so very strongly. And so I did that for 25 years on my own. And I learned how to use my breath, my oxygen intake, so that my body was able to stay longer in the cold. So that then you learn how to change your biochemistry to make you stronger. That's what you learn. And then I began to separate the breathing techniques from the coming from the going into the cold and longer and longer and longer. I began to separate the breathing techniques outside. And then I saw all the lights and the chakras, and I could change the neurology. Amazing, amazing stuff. And anybody can do it. That's the thing. But I was on my own because everybody was saying, hey, that man goes into the cold water. He must be crazy. He is an idiot. Who goes into the cold water? And now millions and millions, 100 million people go into the cold water. And at least, and now I want to reach billions of people. I want to change the world.
Wow.
And I'm gonna bring health and happiness and strength to every person in the world. I will give him the key to his own beautiful self, his own beautiful mind and body. And the tools, the keys, they are all endorsed by the science. So the story of the Iceman, because that's what they call me, the Iceman, it all began as being a young kid. Then keep on with this faith, think about it all, philosophize, then find the cold water, then find the breathing techniques. And then I began to deepen a control inside the body and mind. This was in science not considered to be possible. And then I showed it in science with studies that I was able to defy bacteria, that I was able to maintain core body temperature while being in icy water for, say, 80 minutes. And there was no change of core body temperature. That is deeper control.
That's crazy.
And because we never go out of our comfort, that's why we never learn how to deal with the discomfort. And so I did. And then I changed in the scientific studies the understanding of the professors and doctors of what humanly is possible. I showed it time after time, study after study. And now I'm here after 50 years since that 12 years old. And now I have the faith, which has grown 50 years longer. Imagine when faith, every moment is there, it's like one drop. In 50 years, every moment is a tsunami. I'm going to break the wall of the ignorance. And I'm going to show happiness, strength, and health to every person in the world, because every person in the world deserves it, but they don't know. So that's why we make this podcast. And that's why we use this window. That's why we reach out to the people and say, I say to the people, hey, guys, I love you. I love you, but not sentimentally. I want you to have the tools, the keys endorsed by science. We pass it on in this podcast to you. Look into it and then just do it. I think I was before Nike into just do it. So I use that sentence always.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Like me too right now, I get so like, all right, I want to jump in the cold water right now. I want to take the breathing right now. Can you explain to us? It's so much stress also right now, depression, also from this pandemic. We have been alone by ourselves, and now we have the fucking war.
We are
not, the world is not a good place right now in many people's mind. What should everybody start?
Yeah.
What if you listen to this right now, what is the first step?
First step, know that you have a natural, deeper control possible every day over the anxiety and the stress, which is coming through the news, through what everybody is talking about, through isolation, and all that. That all is in the end biochemical stress. And that biochemical stress is blocking our flow. It's blocking our neurology inside. It creates a biochemical residue, shit, like shit. And that deregulates our bodies, and then we become sick. We become depressed, logically, because it messes with our hormonal secretions, with our endocrine system, the way we feel. We cannot regulate it anymore because the stress is keeping on every day. And now, and this is the way the media gets to us. And they are like controlling us. And I say, shut down the television and open up to your natural power, which is inside. It has been proven in science that it is there. You only have to make the step, the choice. Do you? Is your choice? You want to have power over yourself and not to be depressed and sick and tired of it all because you don't know what to do. Now you can make a choice. I am going to take authority over my body and my mind. I'm going to do that. Then for this podcast, I tell to the people, hey, we will provide the tools to battle effectively inflammation. Inflammation is the cause and effect of depression, cancer, any disease. To battle that effectively, you need to do breathing in the morning. Breathing exercises in the morning. They've proven in the university to be very effective against inflammation. And inflammation is caused through the too much stress coming in. Negative thoughts create stress. Stress creates biochemical inflammation. And that deregulates. We become sick. We become depressed. We become fatigued. We have no energy anymore. It all consumes it all. Now, if you do the breathing exercises, you bring down the inflammation. Then you can think straight again. You can feel just in flow. Clean you are in the morning. And when you start the day clean, you can take it all in. You can take on stress because it's clean. It's empty. You have to empty your bucket every morning. It's like a pile of shit. And don't keep on throwing more shit because it's going to go over the bucket and it's going to stink. And that is not you. You should clean yourself every day. The bucket should empty. Then a whole lot of shit can come in again. And my boss is saying so, and my neighbor is shitting on my lawn, and the dog is gone, and my mortgage, all that is shit, is coming in. Then in the evening or in the morning, again after sleeping, empty the bucket again and put it back on in. And then you're going to have a happy life, happy and strong and healthy. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. Mm. It's very simple.
A very easy thing that everybody can start with, that is to download your app.
Yes.
That's a great app.
Yes.
Download your app. That's a very easy thing. And you have the method there. You have many stuff there. And you also have the breathing technique there. And you guide everybody how they should breathe in the morning.
Yes, exactly. How they should empty the bucket full of shit every morning. Is done by doing the breathing exercises. And they are in the breathing bubble. I think it is for free or something. And I've never looked at it, but now they already 40 million times they downloaded it. And
wow.
Yeah, but it should be 400 million times or 4 billion times. I want to reach out to everybody in the world because I love the beauty of humans is really there, but it needs to be discovered. The covers need to go. And then what stays, what remains is unconditional love, unconditional being, which is like nature. In nature, everything is beautiful because it's unconditional. Only we make it strange with our thoughts and our stress coming in. It's like clouds. We cannot see the sun no more. So the breathing exercises are in the breathing bubble. And then you take a cold shower a day, keeps the doctor away. Very simple. It's
very simple.
Yes, killer number one in our society that is cardiovascular related diseases. Kills millions of people every year. And now if you go into the cold shower, then you train the cardiovascular systems to the best. This is fitness workout of the cardiovascular system. That is the cold shower. So keep it simple. Breathing and the cold shower will change your life for the good. Just for you.
Right.
Very simple. And then you get a hold of your mind. Because in the cold, you don't think. When you do the breathing, you feel it's going to go away. Why? Because you learn to bring the blood flow into the deeper areas of the brain. This is what is happening with these exercises.
Yeah, can you explain, like, if you want to try the cold shower, how long should you start with and what is the goal there?
Yeah.
Is it like to stand there for 1 minute or 2 minutes? What do you recommend to everybody else listening? And what is the goal that
practically
when they are masters?
Yes, practically I say take a warm shower and then 15 seconds first time cold. Then you are awakening the muscle condition, the muscle, the millions of little muscles in the 125,000 blood vessels, kilometers that is, inside we have 125,000 kilometers blood vessels,
right,
capillaries, arteries, and veins. And they have millions of little muscles inside. And they are being trained if you go 15 seconds inside, then they open up, they awaken. And then very soon, they very rapidly, in 1 day already, they become stronger. And then the other day, you do 30 seconds, and then 45 seconds, 1 minute to 2 minutes. If you do 2 minutes and it's no problem, it's because all those little muscles are suddenly, like a muscle, it grows. But we have millions of little muscles inside our body. We forget about that. We think about muscles outside, but the muscles inside, that is done by the cold shower. And if you reach 2 minutes, anybody can do it. My oldest participant is 101 years old. So everybody else, young man, young woman, you have no excuse. I saw people with severe heart conditions starting this, and they love it because you train your heart, you train your vascular system. And with that, much more energy you will get because the little muscles, they become stronger and they help the blood flow. And then the heart beat goes down because the little muscles help the blood flow go through. Then your heart rate goes down with 20, 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. That means no more stress and a lot more energy.
And that's amazing.
That's amazing. And what happens when you take the cold shower, your mind will grow in power because the cold is related to our brainstem. If you go consciously into the cold, then the brainstem and the limbic system, that is the mammalian consciousness and the reptilian consciousness, they are able to awaken. and they awaken like any lizard to the heat and cold. They become alive. That is our lizard brain. And the mammal is about warmth and cold, how to become stronger to get the adrenaline going. And amazing how it then, because you are doing it, how it then neurologically connects. And then you get control over these areas of the brain. And that is amazing. So it's not only that the cardiovascular system becomes much better and your stress levels go down and your energy levels go up, but also you get much more control willfully by consciously over your reptilian and your mammalian brain, the deeper brain, your instincts and your intuition and all that. Yeah, just by taking a cold shower. That's why I saw people say, oh, I cannot take the cold shower. I say, take the damn cold shower because it's good for you, man. It's so good for you.
That's right. And when you take the cold shower, should you be under the water with your head the whole time, or is it outside?
Yeah,
or?
No. You dance in the cold shower.
Dance in the cold shower.
Dance around.
Yeah.
And here, sometimes with your head, but mostly over the shoulders. It's really, after 46 years of training of mine, I'm still astounded by the effect of the cold on my body. When I take a cold shower, it is like, yeah, what I compare it now is like, it's like you tarnish yourself off with a silver layer. It feels like you are still, you become a knight,
right.
A warrior. You become, because you are standing there, proud, strong. You take the cold, and the cold will shape up a protective field around your body. And then the virus is not able to come in. The bacteria is not able to come in. And depression is not able to come in. You know what happens when you go into icy water? Then 540% of noradrenaline goes up. And dopamine, 250%. That is like a pill without side effects against depression.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Depression.
You must tell me, and also tell the listeners, of you have done so much. You have like taken the world record in ice bath for 1 hour and 53 minutes. That's totally insane. I tried 10 minutes. You must talk a little bit like about this, Wim.
Yes, that's the mind.
How was it? How did it feel like after 1 hour? And why did you do this?
Sometimes 2 minutes can be more difficult than 1 hour. And that is the mindset. If your mindset is right, you can do so much more. You got to believe in yourself. You got to take it on, that belief, and deepen it. Deepening means that your belief is neurology. That is electricity. Your will sends out signals inside. And when you deepen that signal to the body, you get more control over the depth of your body, more than normal. And that makes me able to set my mind, I'm going to do this. Well, it's like the mother, when a car is upon her child, she's, suddenly she is able to lift up the car. And that is because the love is so deep that she just does it. That is the power of our mind. And what I want to show by going so far is that we have a power which is so much more than we think. And we all have it. And at least we have it to battle disease, depression, and performance anytime. That's why I call it happiness, strength, and health. Go for it, because it's yours. You just have to deepen into yourself and find the control to battle all these things.
That's amazing. And maybe you can help me now, Wim.
Yes.
And also the other listeners. Right now, I had my second child for four months ago. Her name is Alba. And I have I start to play paddle a lot. And I have got an inflammation in my back.
Ah.
Inflammation in my back that I had for 2 months right now. And when I got it, I was like, okay, I must take it easy right now. So I didn't train at all. And I also didn't do the breathing because I was like, the doctor said to me, take it easy, don't do anything at all. And I also felt like I didn't train. And in the usual way, I train five, six times every week. And now I have not done it for two, 3 months. And I only had done, very slow thing.
Yeah.
But I also feel a little bit, depressed.
Yeah.
Because your body and your mind and everything, they are used to that.
Yeah,
they are, train and work out and everything. So can you help me? I have my inflammation in my back right now. And many listeners have their own problem with depression and everything. What should you say to me that I should do, and what should I start with?
Yes, it's a very simple exercise I do with the people who have, say, back problems, lower back problems, and that is inflammation. So caused by inflammation. That means that how to bring more blood flow into the restricted areas. And the restricted areas could be because the lower back carries all the weight of the body. Mm. And then it comes on the discs. And then it presses the neural activity so much that the blood flow is not able to supply well. So for that...
Exactly.
Yes, for that I have a simple exercise. It's like you breathe. You stand up and you breathe deeply. Be very conscious into your body. About 15 times, like that. Very easy, very deep. Then the last breath, you take fully in, fully out, and then fully in and hold. Hold, and then you slowly go with the body over. You bow as much, holding your breath as much as possible down. And when you feel the stress, move a little bit with that stress. And then 3, 2, 1, you let it go. Let go the breath. And then you go a little bit deeper. And you roll back in original standing position. This is the way by which we open up the discs. And when we have a breath hold, then the blood flow is able to get in. Then it gives the nutrition. It's like oil. And then it all goes again. And people with the hernias, I make them go away in 7 minutes. It's not me.
Cool.
It's nature. It's you. And this simple technique, do it. Take your time to do it well. Then you get a hold over the inflammation. The inflammation is a product of soreness, of acidity. So if you do the breathing, your blood becomes alkaline. Then you take in, you hold, you go down to the place of the stress where you feel the stress. You move your back there with the holding the breath. Then the blood flow is able to get in. With the alkaline.
Amazing.
With the alkalinity.
Amazing. Amazing.
And then it takes away the soreness. And that is the source of the inflammation. And then it's like oil. And then it, feel good. Yeah, that's the way. You do it three times in the morning, whenever you feel, or whenever you feel during the day. Take your time. No anxiety in your head. Just you are there. You go with the breath. You're going to take care of your discs.
And you have stated the sentence, you are stronger than you think you are.
Yes.
What does this mean?
Yes, exactly. Your strength is in feeling your body. When you go into the icy water, you cannot think. And that's the way you learn again to listen to the body, to feel the body. It's listening to the body. It's not by thoughts. It's by feeling it. And when it feels, then you feel alive, then the deeper parts of the brain, they begin to work. And the deeper parts of the brain, they have no thoughts. They have no labels. They have feelings. They have being, the purpose of life without words. It is there. How do you feel? I feel great. Wow. Yes. and when your son is asking, Papi, what is life all about? Just being. I love you. And love is the greatest power in the universe. And here, I feel it for you. You know, and you really feel it. And he can feel it because he cannot think so much. He wants to feel. So we have to go back to the feeling of love and the feeling of being, just being without thoughts. So that going into the cult learns you to be stronger than your thoughts. Than you're thinking. We have so much more power. You know, when you are in love, Alexander, when you are in love, you don't think. You fly. So we are able to go and fly again with our bodies and with our mind. Because our mind is not only thinking, it is feeling, it is being. And that being and feeling, we should get more of that inside of us. And then now through doing the breathing exercises, we saw this in Hanover in the best brain scans of the world. We saw where normally people are considered to have 16% willful control over the brain, to activate the brain. They saw doing the breathing, you activate 100% neural activity, 100%. Imagine, this is done consciously because you do the breathing, you make 100% of your brain at work. And then you learn to go deeply within. By your will, then you are able to go deeply within your own brain. We never learned this in our schools. But here, that's why these podcasts are so damn important. To tell the people we are more than thinking and we have found a way to enter. We found the key to enter into our own brain. It is our own mind. We have to learn to own our own mind because it's beautiful. We are all beautiful. And so if every day we cannot feel beauty, then
get into the breathing and empty your bucket because it's full of shit.
Yeah.
Get the shit out.
Yeah. And it's so, so important. And I feel it right now also when I am the newspaper all the time,
but yes.
Read about the war. And I know every time I see it, you know, death and everything, my mind is going down.
Yes.
And it's very hard to get up, you know.
Exactly. It is psychosomatic. By the psych, they get us through the news. And because we have never learned how to own our own mind, that's why we cannot stop the bullshit. And but if we do the breathing, you will be able to cleanse the biochemistry, the wrong biochemistry done by the wrong news, the wrong negative influx of information coming to your brain. Shut it out. Mm. Breathe well. Mm. Cleanse yourself of the shit, and you are able to feel good again.
Yeah, what do you have for advice for the people that are listening right now, and they have goals in their life? They maybe feel that they're afraid. They maybe feel fear. They maybe feel like, what should everybody think about this? What should my friend think about this? That I want to reach it. And what kind of advice do you want to give them to reach their goal?
Yes, fear. Fear is a signal. Fear is a messenger. It shows you have not the control in your own mind. That's why the fear comes. That's why face your fear. It doesn't mean you have to be an adrenaline junkie or something. No, you have to face your fear because the fear is showing as a messenger that you have to process something in your own brain, in your own mind. It's there. And if you go and do the breathing exercises, you will be able to face your fear. You will be able to follow the fear signal to the depth of the brain. I just did a BBC programs, and I brought 8 celebrities through their fear. I showed them how to face the fear. It is not about, look at me. I can climb without gear, steep rocks, and I'm an adrenaline junkie. I can do it. I fear nothing, but they fear. They fear, and they always go into to accomplish something, not to respect the teacher, the messenger. Because in the end, it is not about doing these adrenal feats. It's about learning how to be in love here without unconditionally in love with life. Fear is you have no control. Then the demons can come in. Then the ghosts can come in. Then the wrong news can come in. The fake news and the stressful news and all the shit can come in. Because you have no control. Then fear says, you have no control. I'm the signal to show you have no control. So go and follow me into the depth of my your brain, and then we can process it. Then the fear will disappear. I got a sort of a poem on that I made. We have all fears beyond belief, so big. So let's invest more into belief, then fear will disappear. You see, if we follow our beliefs, like we said before in the podcast here, that when we do not feel happy, strong, or healthy, then get rid of the shit. How? Do the breathing, go into the cold, because you are built to be able to empty your bucket, to empty your shit anytime. We have all the tools given by Mother Nature. She loves us. Mm. We are children of Mother Nature, and she loves us. And she shows, hey, look at the bucket. It's full. You got to empty it. But we think we know better, but we don't. We got to cleanse every day our bucket.
And also, you have 3 fundamental pillars that you talk about, like cold, exposure, breathing, and also commitment.
Yes.
Also commitment. Can you take it further?
Yes.
Commitment.
Yes. Commitment is like belief. You believe you're going to be better. You believe you are able to become happy, strong, and healthy. Then you need to work on it. Until it's not worked out, you are not having the connection to control your happiness, your strength, and health. Then shit is there. Whatever is the shit, there is no excuse. You can make it go away by just doing it. So commitment is like to do it. To commit is like something physical. You make the connection. You commit. You make the connection. And then you keep on cleansing the shit until it's all gone. And then happiness, strength, and health are back. Very simple. Keep it simple. And we are built to have that power that, to go on until we are completely cleansed. Everybody has that power. That is the power of your mind. Don't give up by the shit. Get rid of the shit. That is commitment. Make the connection and boom, until it's done, it's not done. So keep on going.
Yeah. And you also, I love that one. You also have him when you say that if you don't have the time to breathe for like 2 minutes, breathe for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Make it 1.5 hours. If you don't have 20 minutes to cleanse yourself effectively, endorsed by science, then take it to 1.5 hour. Then it is too damn important for you. I love you. This is what I say to the people. I love you guys. This shit really works. So if you don't have the 20 minutes, then take it off for 1.5 hour. But do it.
That's great. That's great. And right now, 2022, 2023, what will happen in your life, Wim?
I'm going to reach billions of people in 1 year, 1.5 years now. Because I do the Hollywood film, I do the 12 programs with the BBC, but they already came back and they want 100 programs more. I will reach every person in the world. Everybody is going to know of Wim Hof. Wim Hof is a simple guy who believes that corruption, wars, that COVID shit, inflammation, cruelty, pollution, that it is sick. And I am going to do something about it, and I'm going to succeed because I believe.
And that's so great, Wim. And also, if you want to do more and read more, you also have a book, you also have your app, you also have your website, and you can also go to your center. And you also travel around the world and have sessions with people. And I put all the link in the podcast.
Thank
here.
You.
So
thank
you have all the links to all your thing. Thank you so much,
Alexander. Wim. Alexander, and my hat goes also off for you, because you are doing great work, and being 2 months without being able to train, you look very good. So
thank you.
Are doing very good inside there. So keep on going and get your back straight. Get the inflammation out with that exercise. Right. And then
I will do it directly after this.
Keep on going. Do your great work. You are a great man. Keep on going. It's all the love and all the power to you.
Thank you, Wim Hof Iceman. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Alexander.
Fram Gang Spotty with Alexander Pelleros.
Och något jag verkligen rekommenderar dig, ladda ner hans app. Det är bara söka på Wim Hof Method. Eller söka på Wim Hof på typ App Store eller någonting. Och där har han verkligen en app där man kan göra hans andningsövningar. Och jag pratade bara med en person häromdagen som hade stora problem med andas. Känner jättemycket stress och sådär. Och när han kör Wim Hofs andningsövning, han mår bara så mycket bättre och lungorna fungerar bättre, allt fungerar så mycket bättre. Så att rekommendera det jättestarkt att göra det. Det är jobbigt att göra det. Det är typ ett träningspass. Men man, men det är bra för kroppen. Tack för att du lyssnade på det här avsnittet. Uppskattar det jättemycket. Ha det jättebra.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.